Hi and welcome to Radio Gaga at Plymouth FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Hello, my name is Joshua and welcome to Radio Gaga 104.6 Planet FM, and I am here with Mel. How are you today?
I'm great, Josh. How are you doing?
Good.
You haven't been here in the last couple of weeks, so what have you been up to?
Doing housework for our house inspection and just spending some time thinking.
And did you pass your inspection?
It's on Thursday.
On Thursday? It's taking you two weeks to clean your house.
Well, there's a lot going on, so.
Oh, well. So maybe you can dance around to the music that we have on the show today and clean your house. Listen back. We also have a piece that the Herald has done on the euthanasia bill. And we also have a cafe review by John, one of our Radio Gaga team members. So here we go now with Closing Time.
some other beginnings can end.
Never was a leader, never had a thing for fairy tales. I'm really a believer. Small voice in the choir. Guess I never dared to know myself. Can my heart be quiet? No. But then there was you. Then there was you. Put me out of the crowd. You were telling the truth. Yeah. I got something to say now. Cause you told me that there's no way I couldn't go. Nothing I couldn't do. You put a crack in the shadows, and you told me it's okay to be the light. Don't have to swim in the shallows. No, no. And I'm gonna get strong with you. Only last so still, but you're taking me places, holding me on to you. And we don't care who's watching us, baby. Then it was you. Then it was you. Then it was you. Put me out of the crowd. You were telling the truth.
Hayley Steinfeld with Capital Letters on Radio Gaga. John has reviewed Columbus Cafe with his support worker Ian. Let's listen now.
So, John, you've been out to Columbus Cafe, I hear.
Yes, I have. It was great.
Fantastic. Which Columbus Cafe was it?
St John's.
Okay. What road's that on?
Richard Fulton Matthew.
Oh, okay.
Opposite Countdown.
Oh, yes, I know where you are. Yes, yeah. There's Carl's Jr. in the front,
yes,
there.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, I know, yes, okay. Have you been to that Columbus Cafe before?
Yes, I have. Okay.
And how did you find it?
Quite good, actually. The staff was friendly and, yes. And I went to Columbus because I'm my support worker.
That's awesome. And what did you have?
I had a frappuccino and a scone. It was lovely.
Fantastic. What kind of scone did you have?
Peach and banana.
Delicious.
Yes.
So you reckon the staff are quite friendly?
Yes, they are.
Yep. Excellent. Okay. And what about accessibility for, like, someone in a wheelchair, yeah, or someone that's got mobility problems?
Yeah, quite good. Very good, actually.
Yes. So any problem getting up to the counter? And
no, not really. No.
And what about actually getting a wheelchair around the tables and that sort of thing? Any problem?
Might be a bit narrow from time to time, but, yeah, okay.
Yeah, good. Okay. And what's the atmosphere like in this Columbus Cafe?
Very nice. The music's quite bubbly and loud and all that.
Oh, that loud, is it?
Yeah, right.
Okay, but generally it's quite a relaxing place.
Yes, it is.
And have they got any outdoor seating as well?
Yes, they have. Yep. It's under a tarpaulin.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and what about actually displays as far as the prices and all that kind of thing goes? Is it easy to read?
Yes, very easy to read. Okay. The prices are okay. Yeah.
Okay. So not particularly super cheap, but not expensive.
No, reasonable, I would say.
That sounds pretty good. You going to go there again?
Yes, I think I will one day. Yeah.
Oh, you'll have to take me there sometime, John.
Yes, I'll take you there next Friday.
Sounds fantastic. I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, John. That's excellent.
Thanks, Ant.
And we'll hear from you again when you venture out to your next cafe.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, because we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me, look out, cause here I come, and I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies, this is me.
Mel and Josh on Radio Gaga. The New Zealand Herald has released an article on the euthanasia bill, and they featured a young woman named Kylie Black. Kylie Black is a 31-year-old who suffers from Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, EDS. It is a genetic connective tissue disorder that is progressive and incurable. She said that she doesn't want to die and that she does not want doctors suggesting death as an option to her, especially in her darkest days. Let's hear now about her opinion on the euthanasia bill.
The message the bill sends to the disabled community is it's better off to be dead than to be disabled. But people don't realise that actually disability isn't the worst thing in the world. It's not the most horrendous thing that can happen. And you do adjust and you can find quality life. And I have the right supports around me now to engage and live a full life. And that for me has changed everything. My disease has progressed and deteriorated, but I have better quality of life than I've ever had. Everyone says euthanasia is about choice. It's my choice. You don't have to take that choice. But the reality is that if I have multiple specialists and specialists have to talk to you about your options when they're discussing your treatment, if even one or two of those specialists were to talk to me about euthanasia, it leaves very little space within my mind to not choose that option, because medical professionals have weight when they talk to you. I know this. I've had doctors talk about the length of my life and the length span, and it weighs so heavily on you. Then you all of a sudden have a situation where you're essentially having two classes of people, one who are eligible and get instant support and one who have access to the supports around suicide. So is my life worth the same as someone else's without a health condition? Because we all struggle, but we get through it. Disability is no different. We all have challenges, we all have bad days. Disability and chronic health doesn't exclude you from that. And so a lot of my friends would not be here today with disability if euthanasia was legal. I think, you know, when we think of the bill, we think of the really, really old person who's terminal and is in an unbearable suffering. That's not what this bill is actually just catering to. There's a much wider catchment that this bill will affect their lives of, and mine is directly smack bang in the middle of that. The issue with the euthanasia bill is it's a danger to people with disabilities. We all have hard moments, and I might not be here today if the bill had been legalised earlier in my journey.
I was cool, and when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but fuck it, it was something to do. I'm living out in LA, I drive a sports car just to prove I'm a real big baller, cause I made $1 million and I spend it on girls and shoes. You don't wanna be high like me, never really know why like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and hold it open. You don't wanna ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage singing, stuck up on that stage singing. Oh, I know, sad souls, sad souls, darling. Oh, sad soul.
is a reminder of a pop song people forgot. And I can't keep a girl alone, cause as soon as the sun comes up, I cut them all loose and work's my excuse. But the truth is I can't open up. And you don't wanna be high like me, never really know why like me. You don't ever wanna step on that roller coaster or the low. You don't wanna ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that station, stuck up on that station. Oh, I know, sad soul, darling. All I know, sad soul, sad soul.
You're on Radio Gaga.
I'd like to thank our sponsors today, Renaissance Group and Planet FM.
Yes, thank you to our sponsors. If you'd like to join us on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/Radio Gaga 104.6 FM. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Time flies by when the night is young. Daylight shines on an undisclosed location. Location.
Yeah.